We're talking with Jeff Jarinek from, of course, the Oklahoma Cattlemen Association, Oklahoma Cattlemen's Foundation. And Jeff, I know that's been a big part of your time right now. You've been working on the foundation side, working with folks in northwestern Oklahoma that have been hit by the fires of early March. The outpouring of support from all across the United States has been amazing.
Yeah, Ron, it has. You know, as you say, it's kind of consumed us since March 6th when those fires broke out. I've actually had some of my duties reassigned, been going up there 2 days a week to try to help out, distribute fencing supplies. But like you said, the outpouring of support has just been phenomenal. We're at about $940,000 that have came into the foundation. We're very confident we're going to hit the $1 million mark. And then also the outpouring of support with hay, fencing donations, feed, you name it, any need that we've had, we've been able to get somewhere, somehow. So it's just been great to see.
So I guess that the 940, that 940,000, that's cash, and then the other stuff is all in kind. That's what, hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Oh, you bet. Yeah, yeah. The $940,000 is just cash that's came in to the Cattlemen's Foundation. Now, I know there's been a few other entities and organizations that have received funds as well. Mm-hmm. You total in the amount of fencing that we've distributed, it really increases. I think last record I had, we've gotten about 30-some miles worth of fencing products out to about 60 different individuals in the area. It's just a small amount in the scheme of things, but we've been able to help a few people and still trying to get it out. We'd like to get everybody something if at all possible, and then definitely fill in any holes with funds that have been made available.
Now, the monies you're collecting now, you're going to start trying to distribute those fairly soon, and the deadline's coming up. Ranchers in the area are able to make application, right?
Yeah, and I'm really glad you brought that up, Ron. Our deadline for the applications is May 1st, so we really want to get the word out, let producers know, hey, get those applications in, because that's the only way we can get you funding is if we have those applications. So they need to be postmarked by May 1st to our office. And then, yeah, our goal is to get the funds in producers' hands within 90 days of the fire. So by June 6th, we really want to have all those funds dispersed back out there to where they'll help producers. They can buy fencing supplies, reimburse them for costs that they've been incurred. And so that's our goal. We really want a quick turnaround on this deal.